Nearly 100,000 people have signed up on Washington's Health Plan Finder. Ruby DeLuna covers healthcare for Here and Now, contributing station KUOW in Seattle. And Ruby, first of all, I assume that there isn't a fax machine issue going on in Washington.
Not that I know.
Okay, all right. Well, and I did see that a lot of people that are signing up out of those 100,000 are signing up for Medicaid and not plans through the new exchanges, right?
That's correct, yes. And to date, the last numbers I looked at showed that we have more than 11,000 people who signed up for the qualified health plans. And the exchange also has more than 32,000 who have filled out the forms but have yet to press the purchase button.
Well, let's talk about what went right in Washington, and let's listen now to a clip. This is from some of the outreach efforts that the state has been doing. They've been spending a significant amount of money on this, a clip from an ad for the Health Plan Finder.
Brody, meet Chance. See, without health insurance, you're gambling with her.
James is not. So what was done right, Ruby?
Well, from what I could tell, they really put a lot of effort, the officials, the state has put a lot of effort in outreach. And one of the things that the health exchange has done was to use the federal grants that it received to partner with local community organizations and agencies. And the other thing that it has done is there's a bus tour. There's a bus that has traveled around the state to get the word out. And also it was a place for people who could stop by and, you know, talk to navigators and, you know, get enrolled and get signed up. And, you know, in reference to Young Invincibles, they also have tried to reach out to Young Invincibles. The state has developed an app for the tech-oriented Young Invincibles. They teamed up with a national organization called Young Invincibles to develop this app. But they also got coached from this organization on how to reach out to Young Invincibles. And so they've done things. One of the bus tour stops was here at the University of Washington campus. And they had the guitarist from Death Cab for Cutie, Chris Walla, who was there to sign autographs, but also to share his personal story about what it was like to not have insurance. I guess about a year ago or so, he had to go to the emergency room for some medical issues, and it cost him about $10,000. And so he shared that experience, and he said, yeah, he learned the importance of having insurance.
So really trying like to get some young people signed up, because this has been crucial to the Affordable Care Act and its success. Tell us about the challenges. What has been a problem in Washington State as this exchange has gotten off the ground?
That's right. We've had our glitches too. In late October, the agency found out that it's been miscalculating the tax credits. They overcalculated, and so the agency had to send email and send letters to folks about 8,000 people who had signed up and said, sorry, we miscalculated your tax credit. And so they had that issue, and that's still being worked out with those individuals. And then some doctors and some hospitals found out that they were not in the network in the new plans. So that had to be fixed as well.
Ruby, how many people are expected to be enrolled by the end of the year?
Well, you know, the agency would not give any goals, but they say the focus is to make sure that customers have a positive experience. But to give you an idea, about a year ago, the insurance commissioner's office estimated that the state has about 1 million uninsured people.
Ruby DeLuna reports on healthcare for KUOW in Seattle. Ruby, thanks so much.
My pleasure.